The Birth of the Lad. The Birth of the Lad. How's that one going? I need an audience for this one. Never mind. Why I'll do me best to please you and me best can do nae mair. I'll tell you all about mysel' when I was born and where. No, I was born at Shotley, so I've heard me mother say it was in the month of August and on the 14th day. And how do you not know that I can mind the morning I was born as if it had been the night? The next day the church bells was all ringing, the pits was all idle, and everybody had the best clothes on, because it was Sunday. But you wouldn't have thought it was Sunday at our house. The amount of ginger beer and tea what was sucked was nobody's business. Dolly Potts gets tight and hide a saucer at Betty Lee, the midwife. Might have missed her, but it catched me between the eyes and the mouth, and I've had this great lump on here ever since. But never mind. Never mind, we soon hide her out. We made her what you call a outside passenger. And everybody started singing the chorus that comes next. Do you know what they were singing? Goes like this, you'll soon pick it up. Why, he's the best of any, his face it is so bonny, we're gonna call him Tommy, he's the picture of his dad. And as soon as things were settled, they popped on the kettle, and the tea was fettled out with the ball of the lad. I can mind it was fine weather when they received this lad. Me father danced upon the floor to show that he was glad. Me mother, she laid smiling, and she called us by me name. She says, God bless thee, little heart, as glad those landed, yem. Because you know, me mother had been expecting me 3 months before this. Because I was what you call a 12-month bairn. But I mean, I needn't tell you, because you can tell by looking at us. That day, believe it or not, was the first time I'd ever clapped eyes on Betty Lee, the midwife. It's true. She put me across her knee, and she says to me mother, I think I'll wish him. But I chin her up the wrong way, see, I thought she said, I think I'll thrash him. Ha, says how? I says, they'll lie one finger on me, and I'm gone straight back where I've come from. But never mind, I gets a good wish, and the news out of clears, and everybody started singing. Why, he's the best of any, his face it is so bonny. We're gonna call him Tommy Hayes, the picture of his dad. And as soon as things were settled, they popped on the kettle, and the tea was fettled out with the bath of the lad. The neighbours come for breakfast, this newborn bairn to see. Dolly Potts gets mortal drunk, we supped in Stewart's tea. Mistress Watson was religious, and likewise Mistress Kay. And as soon as they'd cleared the pots away, the both gets down to pray. Aye, oh, there's hardly getting the pots off the chapel when these two's down at the bottom, praying away at the top of the voices. So when they started praying, I started singing. Because I've always been a bit of a show-off, you know. I was singing Keep Your Feet Still, Geordie Hinney, which was a favourite song of mine at the time. I've gone off it a bit now, but never mind. Right, the sister, the midwife, how? We cannot carry on praying if that bairn's got a goller on like that. She says, what? Gollering? That bairn is not gollering, he's singing. Because he knows the same as I know that ear toes praying the cheat. So shut up and get up off the burrum and get singing. Hey, nay sound a word. Up off the burrum, these two gets singing away at the top of the voices. You know what they were singing? You must do me now. We'll not do the chorus this time. The birth of the lad. Burrum, burrum, burrum. My ward says Mistress Watson, as she laid me on her arm, in all of me life I've never met with such a witty bairn. The doctor had just landed, and they showed him to the cot. But little did they realise, the bairn's gonna be a poet. Because I write some witty stuff as well, and as I either fetched the doctor in that, and brought him out of the cot, and as soon as he cocked his head out of the top, I hop, and I grabbed him by the neck, and I didn't half give him a good shaking. Because when I was little, I was a big lad than that. I says to him, I says, how would thou like to be kept in jail 3 months after the end of this sentence? All levels over there. Titter, titter, titter. Never mind, we soon got pally, and me father played the tin whistle, and Betty Lee, the midwife, and the doctor danced till closing time. What a night we had. In fact, I didn't mind telling you, confidentially mind, you're not revealing this to anybody else, will you? I'd never been to a party as good as this before that. 1:30 in the morning before we got them hoyed out, and away they went down the road. 1:30 in the morning, mind, singing away at the top of the voices. You must know now what they were saying. Why, he's the best of any, his face it is so bonny. We're gonna call him Tommy, he's the picture of his dad. And as soon as things were settled, they popped on the kettle, and the tea was fettled, now with the both of the lad.